flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The following is a paid program.
All right. Great Saturday afternoon, everybody. This is Rich Orris, your host of Right at Home with Rich. And as usual, here again, as every Saturday, for one quick hour to help you out with your home remodeling projects. Any questions you may have, anything you got going on around the house, feel free to give me a call and you know, ask about what you got going on. The phone lines are wide open, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. So I know, you know, some of the weekend warriors out there, the DIYers and or the, you know, just people watching all those shows out there that kind of spark your interest and get you going on all those remodeling topics. If you have any questions on that, if you're, you know, even on materials or just, you know, best practices, best way to do things or, you know, what do we even think about different practices? Definitely all sorts of stuff like that that we can cover around your home inside and out. Got some great topics today. Got some stuff we want to go over, but want to do what you have in mind also or what you're having ailments with. So. Give us a shout, 314-241-9797. And as usual, I will be giving away the Stefanina's gift card for one lucky caller, a $25 gift card to Stefanina's Italian restaurant pizzeria. So get you a great meal down there. What will happen is when you call in, leave a phone number that we can contact you at with Zach. And early in the week, we'll gather those up, get the names up. We'll draw one out of a hat. One lucky caller will win the gift card. So we'll just call you up, get your information, and mail you that gift card. So you don't even got to run around and try and get it. It just appears right for you. It's super easy. So give us a call. Again, write this down, 314-241-9797. And on the topics for today, you know, some of the different things that we have, you know, always running around Mosby, doing different stuff, trying to help out. So today I have with me a special guest from our office. I would say marketing guru or marketing genius, Noelle Powers. How you doing, Noelle?
Good, Rich. How are you?
Oh, very good. I'm glad to have you on. And we're gonna get in a little bit here about our event we're having next week, our toy drive and food drive that we're gathering up to try and help out the community. A lot of fun. It is next weekend. So for people that can't stay on for the whole show, I'll say briefly that next Saturday, December 8th, at our office at 645 Leffingwell Avenue, stop in, bring an unwrapped toy, a new packaged unwrapped toy, bring some non-perishable food items for us, you know, get in on trying to help us out. I appreciate all these listeners that, you know, come in and do that with us and really try and help out. And as I said last week, if you're out there and you're having any of us from Mosby out to your home in the next week, but you can't make it on Saturday, hey, get something to donate and just give it to us. If myself or any of our designer consultants are coming out to your home next week, just give us a little toy, whatever, just something to donate. The littlest, easiest things can really help out. So I wanted to kind of get that out there quickly in case there's people that can't stay on to hear all the specifics about it as we go through it later. But and of course, obviously, we have all of our other stuff, our blog that we do all the time. So our latest blog, Aging in Place, Bathroom Transformation. So you can really see some good information on redesigning your bathroom and doing some aging in place specific things to that bathroom. So we do all sorts of blogs. You can find the history of all of those blogs on our website, callmosby.com. And Noel, what else can we find on that website that we have? Because there's so much information for people on there.
Absolutely. So one of my favorite things to look at on the website are project photos, befores and afters. It's always a good way for people to get inspirations on their projects. You can always find the blog, like Rich mentioned, and then upcoming events that we have at Mosby. We host seminars throughout the year or the event we have next weekend. So
yep,
lots of good information.
And you help out with a lot of that, with the seminars, with hosting all these things and doing all these events.
Yes, I do.
So Noelle is kind of that, almost like that better half person that she assists me with the radio show, all the things we're going to be doing for it. So you guys can call in and thank her for that sort of stuff.
Sure.
You know, well, it's kind of like my house, you know. I mean, pretty nice, pretty clean,
mm-hmm.
a lot of things going on. I don't really have anything to do with any of that stuff. May look that way, but I got another side there, a better half that actually takes care of at least 95% of all that. So I'm really responsible for about 5% of what you guys hear for an hour a week. And then Noel over here kind of helps fill in the other 95%. So thank goodness for people like Noel, right?
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I enjoy doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but, it, you know, and it is great because we get to, you know, the feel good, help out. So you get to do some really fun things, you know, at Mosby that, you know, almost wouldn't even have be work. Like
mm-hmm.
you just things you would like to do anyway.
Yeah, it's event planning with other people's money and other events and fun stuff to do and, you know, meeting new people. So,
yeah. So that's just totally awesome. Like
yeah.
how cool is that? You
mm-hmm.
know, so, well, you know what they say, love what you do.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
You absolutely have to have a good time. You have to love what you do. And this is a way that, you know, we do all these different things to help out, to help the community, to help
mm-hmm.
clients, just to help us love what we do, you know, and help us stay together as a family and, you know, do all that fun stuff. So it really is, you know, we get to do some neat stuff. And I've worked at different companies in the past and, you know, it was work. It was a job. It was come in, do your hours, get out, you know, don't ever stop, you know, for anything fun, for any time. And, you know, it just, none of them had that cool family feel,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the togetherness and all that. So
right.
it's really, really a great thing. So I'll remind everybody to give us a call if you have any questions about your home, anything going on with your home, remodeling wise or otherwise. Give me a shout, 314-241-9797. I think we'll get into our first break here. And when we return, we'll talk a little bit more about next Saturday and what will actually happen and who we're actually helping out in all of that. So stay tuned. All right, we are back. We are rolling right through this as we do every Saturday. An hour is never enough. Absolutely love doing this, though. And it's pretty much, you know, it's what I do 40 hours a week. It's kind of the same thing. You know, I'm a sales consultant for Mosby Building Arts. I would say, maybe I'm a little prejudiced, but the best design build home remodeling company in St. Louis. Definitely a huge market leader. And we do a lot of things to try and stay in, you know, leading that market. And we want to help out not just by, you know, remodeling and answering your questions and getting through great projects and all the things we do like that, but we want to help out through the community through, you know, just different events and different things that we can do with that. So we definitely still have time for your calls and your questions. Would love to hear about it. And or if you've ever been by, you know, one of our toy drives and stopped in and you've seen or you saw the excitement, you know, call in and let us know about how cool that was. The lines are wide open, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. Give us a shout. We can get through whatever you have going on around your house. And I want to remind everybody, too, that, you know, I will be at the event next Saturday and at our office, and I will be broadcasting live from the office. So you can show up, you know, meet me, get if it's during the show, come on in and ask a question. I will literally put you on the air. We can sit you down right there and have a quick conversation about what you got going on. I'd love to see if we could make that happen. I think it'd be a lot of fun, and I'd love to see that, you know, I just love seeing that it's actually working and that the voice is getting out there and we're getting, you know, return back from it as far as people getting excited and wanting to donate and all of that. So Noel, since you are the guru of all of this, and so can you kind of just let us know, so who are we trying to help and when we collect all these toys and food and everything?
Sure. So this is our fifth annual Stuff the Truck event. And this year we are helping Friends of Kids with Cancer. So that's who the new unwrapped toys will go to. And the non-perishable food items are going to St. Louis Area Food Bank, which we did the same charities last year, and it was a real big success.
Okay, good. Yeah, and so and definitely a couple of great organizations mm-hmm. that, you know, really, really need our help, really need, I mean, seeing the faces. And this is the part that I miss out on a lot, and I talk about it a lot with when we do Rebuilding Together, you know, jobs that we do and we'll volunteer for and everything. And I promote them and I talk about them while they're going on. But now that I do the show every Saturday, I don't get to go to any of them, you know, really anymore and help out due to the timing. And they're always on Saturday mornings and afternoon. But you've been there when we've delivered mm-hmm. the toys and stuff like that. So that's got to be the greatest thing in the world.
It is. We don't actually get to see the children, but okay. Just seeing the organization, the people who run the organization, I mean, last year, we probably brought close to 1,000 toys, and we just bombarded their office. Like, they were like, oh, my gosh, more. We just kept bringing wagons full. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so, I think we collected, like, 1,200 pounds of food.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
People, so it was
yeah.
good.
And we do some things with our own employees, incentives and games and stuff like that that you can win to incentivize ourselves to bring stuff mm-hmm. in also. So we get a lot. We've got a big staff, a lot of people working out in the field and everything, and we get a great response from that, and it's a lot of fun for all of us. And thanks for putting all that stuff together for everybody. I think it's great. So we have a big box truck that we mm-hmm. we use to deliver, you know, all the job site stuff, all the, you know, when everything comes in. And a step that, you know, some newer people might not know about us as a company is we have a large warehouse. So basically down half of our building, one whole side is warehouse, and everything ships to our warehouse. So even bigger items like bathtubs and, you know, kitchen cabinets, when we do a whole kitchen job, the whole cabinet order will come to our warehouse, and everything kind of gets staged in the warehouse. And then we have our big box truck where we'll load it up and deliver these jobs. So it's a good size box truck. And we're always striving to try and just fill this thing up as much as possible. And we get it pretty full with 1,000 toys.
We do. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun, and a lot goes on, you know, while we're down there next weekend. So can you kind of just let us know maybe some of the other things that are happening while this is going on and what else we got out there that people can do and see once they show up?
Sure. So the event is running from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. next Saturday at our office. We will have two food trucks there. One is the Sweet Divine. So if you have a sweet tooth, they have really good cupcakes. And the other one is a pizza, Blues Fired Pizza. And they're local to Kirkwood, too. So it's kind of fun to support a local business. And we also are going to have a Santa there. So photos with Santa from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. We have a photographer there taking pictures. And then, of course, we have you there as the live remote and also Scott with KMOX there.
Awesome. So it's a big day. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot going on. And if you want to avoid the crazy malls, the long lines, come on down. There's never a long line, you know, on this Saturday, because it's just people coming in and out almost constantly. So if you know, get your pictures with Santa there. It is, you know, we got great photography. We got great cameras from, you know, taking pictures of all our job sites and everything. So come on down and get your pictures with Santa there. I mean, mm-hmm. That's talk about a quick, easy way to do that also. And, you know, I also want to, something I always talk about, I've talked about a lot when we do the Rebuilding Together, is I think, you know, this event, and it'd be a great place to, you know, get those pictures with Santa, because to me, I love to see the kids get involved in this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, and I think it's just the best thing when you can have your kids learning about giving and helping others and stuff like that. So, you know, having them bring and donate some toys and getting their picture with Santa and doing all of that, I think is just a great family thing.
Yeah, I'm going to try and take my kids this weekend to pick out some toys and explain to them that it's not for them. It's for other children, which, you know, they're little. They're 2 and 4, so it's a hard concept, but we'll get there.
Yeah, but no, that's great. I mean, I think that's an awesome thing to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll do that. You know, as you keep doing that, they're just going to understand it more and more. And,
absolutely.
You know, it's great to start young with all of that stuff, I think, that, you know. And it's amazing the people that have all these needs, you know. It's mm-hmm. I'm pretty fortunate. And when I see all this stuff and when I see everything going on, you know, and being able to help out is, it's just such a great thing.
It is.
For sure. And so we're going to be having someone from the food bank call in.
Yes.
Who's calling in again?
Ryan Farmer.
Ryan Farmer will be calling in. Mm-hmm. So I was doing a little research and I was watching some things about the food bank, mm-hmm. and kind of what brought my attention to some of these things that, you know, is you don't realize, you know, probably how many kids have cancer. You don't really realize how many people actually need food.
Right.
You know, until you really get into stuff like this and you really do some research or you see it or you get to go drop those toys off and, you know, see how happy everybody is. So I was doing a little research on the food bank, and they had a video that showed a bunch of statistics on how many people need, you know, food. And, you know, when you think about how hard it would be to make a choice between food and paying your house payment or medical bills or putting gas in your car. And so they said that basically 40% of people out there have to make a daily choice between transportation to either work or school or food.
40%?
40%.
Wow.
Medical care is 38%. Housing's 31%. Like, they literally are choosing between making that house payment or feeding their family.
Wow, that's incredible.
I mean, oh, it's some crazy numbers, mm-hmm. that, you know, of what these people, you know, are doing and going through. And there's so much of it. And, you know, we used to do, we'd pick a family that some of our neighbors and everything would get together, and we'd, you know, help a family out and stuff like that.
Like, so, adopt a family?
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. an adoptive family. And we haven't done that. We moved, and one of our other neighbors moved to Florida and stuff. And so we've been trying to find other things to do and stuff. And we actually found a friend of ours on Facebook that just asked for help with her daughter's food bill at the school. And so my wife went, and that's what we did this year. She went up to the school, paid off the food bill, and then added extra money.
That's very nice.
So that she can, but it's kind of close to home, but it's also kind of going, man.
You had no idea.
You had no idea, and you really don't realize. And these are people with jobs. These are working people. These are, you know, it's not like people just trying to get free stuff. It's just times are hard, and, you know.
Stuff's expensive.
The cost of living is totally outrageous.
It is, yeah.
I mean, and so, you know, so people, and so the other problem that they were talking about that they have and with the food bank and getting food and everything with just with people doing this is they're, people choose inexpensive, unhealthy food. So they're really looking for healthy food, you know, things that can really, you know, that's good for you. Because if you think about it, it's cheaper to go to McDonald's and get a hamburger that's horrible for you than it is to get something healthy. Mm-hmm. So not only are these people struggling, but they're really not eating healthy, too, the whole time, you know, which just definitely is another, that's just not a good thing.
Right.
So I love the fact that we've done this, what, 5 years now?
Yes. So the first couple of years we just did toys.
Exactly. And so I love the fact that we do the food too now to help out and everything. Cause I think that's just, you know, awesome. And it's, I didn't really understand the need was that great or the need was that, you know, great amongst everybody that you see working people and you just think, well, of course they're eating.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to get more into that. And sometime in the next segment, the Ryan will be calling in and we can talk to him a little more specifically about that food bank and how everybody can help out right after we return from the break. All right, we're back. We're having a good charitable day here. We're just talking about helping out, and giving back, and really what we could all do to help the community and, you know, and how good it feels when you do it and getting your children involved. So important, you know, to raising our families and, you know, just trying to do good things. So, but I want to remind you about the Stefanina's gift card, $25 gift card to one lucky caller today. So we're yet to have a phone call. So your odds are getting better and better as the show goes by. Give us a call, ask any question about your house, leave a phone number we can get back to you at with Zach, and we will, pick a winner at the beginning of the week and get that card to you. We'll just get your information, mail it out to you. So give us a call. We'll answer any questions you have about your house, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And speaking of the phones, Noel, we got Ryan on the phone about the food bank. So let's go there. And, hey, Ryan, are you with us?
I am. Good to talk to you, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. How are you, sir?
Doing well.
All right. I got Noel with me here.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello, Noel. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Hey, want to thank you, number one, for calling in and you know, going through this with us today. I love getting this. You know, I talk about houses and fixing houses and the best way to do things. But so it does kind of excite me when I get to talk about things like this and helping out and, you know, what people can do, you know, to help out and everything. So can you, I've kind of went over a few things, but can you kind of just tell us a little bit about the St. Louis Area Food Bank and what it's all about and what do you do?
Sure. Simply put, the St. Louis Area Food Bank is an organization that works to feed people right here in our communities. And the way that we do that is that we get food in from a variety of sources. It could be farmers, manufacturers, retail stores, or it could be something like what's going to be going on next Saturday with the Fill the Truck food drive over at Mosby Building Arts, and we're just so grateful for the support of the community because, you know, since 1975, we've been that lifeline that helps feed people right here in our own backyard.
Oh, wow, yeah, and that's a long time since 75. That's been going on for a while.
Yeah. You know, and it's, you know, it's an organization that's continued to evolve. In the early days of the organization, it was, you know, people that were unemployed for a short period of time, and that's evolved over the years to the people that are involved, you know, out of work for longer periods of time. And then, you know, also a lot of what we see today are people that have jobs that are simply just not making enough to fill that gap and to be able to feed themselves and feed their families. And that's where the food bank steps in because, you know, it's a nicer day today, but the weather has certainly been chilly lately. And as we say, you know, we're all one life event away from needing food assistance ourselves. And it could be, you know, an illness. It could be a job loss. But, you know, we don't feel like anyone should have to pay, you know, choose between paying for food or paying for other necessities like turning on the heat or much-needed medicine. And that's where the food bank works, to get food in, and then we get it out. We have a pretty robust network of food pantries, soup kitchens, shelters, and other feeding programs. Chances are, if you're familiar with an organization that feeds people in our community, they're probably pulling food from the St. Louis Area Food Bank, and we're so grateful for the support of the community that's allowed us to do that since 1975.
Awesome, yeah. So who all gets these donations when you get them? Who do you distribute to?
Like I said, you know, we distribute we get the food in and then get it out to food pantries, which is where you would go to get food and then take it back to your home or apartment. Soup kitchen, where you would go to get a warm meal. We also work with a number of shelters and other feeding programs. But essentially, it's individuals that are struggling to make ends meet right now, and you know that's why we, you know, work so hard to get the food in and help get it out into the community so that people aren't having to make those choices between food and other basic necessities.
Yeah, so I was, you know, doing a little research this morning and watched one of the videos that you guys have out there about some of the statistics and what percentages of families, you know, are making these choices. And it just really, you know, floored me how big some of those numbers are and how many people, you know, really need this assistance. And you know, it's pretty amazing. So are there any specific donations that you need more than others or really good things to try and donate?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the numbers. I mean, it's almost 400,000 people every year right here in the Bi-State region that are in need of food assistance. And that's 14 counties in Missouri and 12 in Illinois that we cover. And you know, the things that work out great when you do these food drives, you know, think about things that you would want to feed yourself or feed your family that are going to be, you know, high in nutrition. And so when we talk about that, it's items that are high in protein, like a peanut butter is great, or canned tuna or canned chicken. Those are both great sources of protein. Canned fruits and vegetables are always good. Items that we call like meals in a can or meals in a box, those are going to be your soups, your stews, your chilies, you know, side dishes or hamburger helper, something that you can add, you know, meat or a protein to, and then it makes a complete meal. But those are the kind of items that are great to donate. And you can always visit our website, which is stlfoodbank.org, and click on the Get Involved tab. And under food drives, there's a list of great items to donate. But, you know, those are just some examples of things that are always good to do, things that are going to make, you know, large servings such as pasta are always good. Cereals are good to be able to provide breakfast, you know, for individuals in our community. Those are always appreciated. But, you know, simply put, you know, just think about, you know, items that are going to be good. Because a lot of times, you know, individuals that are in need of food assistance, they may have health issues on their own, and that could be diabetes, hypertension, obesity, those types of things. So just think about, you know, healthy items that you could donate and make an impact on somebody's life.
You also collect personal items too, right?
Certainly. You know, those are the kind of items that are also welcome. Even though we are a food bank, we certainly deal with non-food items as well. Individuals that are struggling to make ends meet oftentimes may be receiving food stamps, or it's now known as SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and you can't buy toiletries or cleaning products or anything like that to help, you know, with your home. I mean, you guys certainly deal with homes all the time, and just the upkeep and cleaning and detergents and dishwasher detergent, all those sort of things. All those are certainly appreciated as well. We do a number of events throughout the year, including we do an event with homeless veterans, and so we put together toiletry kits for those. So razors, toothbrushes, toothpaste, soaps, shampoo, conditioner, all those types of items are certainly welcome through drives.
Okay, yeah. That kind of makes me think, about the medical bills and stuff. So, yeah, I bet a lot of people that are in this need, it is because of a medical thing, and they probably really do need, good food to eat.
Yeah, and then those are the kind of things that, our goal ultimately is to try to, it's the only place where I've ever worked where we're all trying to be out of a job, and we want to work to, continue to make sure that people are fed in our community. And ultimately our goal is to make sure that the people are fed so they can get back on their feet and they don't need to go to the food pantry or go to the soup kitchen. And they can get back on their feet and not have to need our services. But as long as there's a need in the community, we're going to be there to help feed people.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how important are events like the one we're having at Mosby? How important are those to you guys collecting this, all your food?
Well, it's great. I mentioned that we have, hundreds of food pantries and other, community partners that distribute the food, and they love food drives and the food that comes in through those because it's often a really good variety of product. St. Louis is such a giving community, and they usually really step up to the plate and help out by providing items that are, going to, again, be a good mix of nutritional food. Like the ones I mentioned earlier, the canned proteins, the soups, the stews, the pastas, those are the kind of things that we're looking for. And, like I said, we're so grateful for the support that we've continued to receive from this community. And the drive like you guys are doing next week will go a long way to help stocking the shelves of the agencies that we serve.
Yeah, that's great. So outside of just donating too, are you ever looking for like volunteers to help out?
Yeah, certainly. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without the support of volunteers. Just to give you some perspective, last year alone, we distributed over 43 million pounds of food out of our warehouse. We're located out in Bridgeton, right there off Earth City Expressway. And we had over 16,000 volunteers come through our doors last year. And what they're doing is they're sorting through this donated food, like what's going to be collected next Saturday, boxing it up, and then getting it out so that we can get it out to our community partners like the food pantries. And we also operate a program for low-income senior citizens. So they're, kind of building these boxes full of food that are then going to go out to low-income seniors that may be on a fixed income and are not able to support themselves. And so, we couldn't do what we do without the support of volunteers. And so, again, if you go to our website, stlfoodbank.org, click on Get Involved. There's a volunteer tab there where you can kind of see it laid out like a calendar. We do two shifts a day, Tuesday through Friday. These are going to be three-hour shifts. You're going to be boxing up food that's going to go out usually within, a few days of it being boxed up. And then we do have one shift on Saturdays. The Saturday shift does fill up pretty quickly, but if you just contact our front desk at 314-292-6262, Mary, who answers our phones, will be happy to help. Or you can always visit the website again, stlfoodbank.org.
Well, hey, Ryan, I want to thank you for calling in and taking time out of your day, and thank you for letting us try and help out. And I want to invite everybody else out there to try and help out, even if you give a little bit, even if it's a few things. I mean, you can spend $2 or $3 at Aldi's and get more than you think in canned goods and stuff like that. So, get out there and help out with us. So thanks again, Ryan, for taking your time out and calling in with us. I appreciate it.
Well, I want to thank you, and I want to thank, the community that, again, has supported us, all these years. And we wouldn't be able to do what we do without the support of groups like yours and the drives like you're putting together and the support of the community. So I just wanted to say thank you to all of you for helping out as well.
Great. Hey, I appreciate it. We'll go ahead and let you go. We're going to get into our last break here. And if Linda and Norm can hold on through the break, we will get to you as soon as we get back. I promise.
That's good.
All right. We are back. And a lot of great things going on. Really feel good show today. But I do want to say we're going to use this last segment to get through these phone calls. And if you have a question about your house or about an event you've been to with Mosby, give us a call, 314-241-9797. Also get in on that gift card giveaway. So we're going to go straight to Linda and see, what do you have for us, Linda? Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am here.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
I bought a foreclosure.
Okay.
And it's turned into a real challenge because the house was stickered Winterize by Fannie Mae. And in reality, all the water lines were busted. And we had to tear the walls out and fix all the pipes. And I'm down to, most of that has been fixed, but the siding on the house is literally falling off. It's cedar.
Okay.
And I'm trying to, and then I also have to put new windows on it. So I'm thinking I do the windows first, then the siding. But that's one question. And then the other one is whether I go with cedar siding or another type of siding, because I think cedar siding is a lot more maintenance.
Okay.
So those are my questions.
Okay. Perfect. Hey, appreciate you calling in, and great questions. And this is a big topic that honestly I could almost spend a whole show on. you've got the order correct on window siding, but the thing to remember and the biggest thing here at Mosby and what we do is you want to do them in conjunction with one another. So when you replace a window, there's two types of windows that get, you know, installed in a home. And I don't mean types by material, but I mean how by installation. So there's a what we call a replacement window or a pocket window that's basically just a rectangular window, and it has no nailing fins or anything like that. That type of install window is assuming that you're not doing anything to the siding on the home. And there's a new construction style window, and that window has nailing fins around all four edges of the window. And it basically, the new construction gets nailed to the outside wall of the home, like through the plywood into the framing and everything. And that's how that window mounts. So, but what happens is when you side the home, you use those nailing fins to flash that window, and you put, you know, flashing tape on the bottom of the window before it goes in, and then you put flashing tape around the sides and the head of the window, and you incorporate a house wrap that you wrap the home with before siding into that window. And that way you can have a complete leak-proof window, even if the siding is not installed on your home. So the other installation, if you do a replacement, they stick that window in there, you screw through the edges of the window into the framing, and you've got this gap, and they're kind of caulking the window to the siding, and sometimes they'll use like an aluminum to bend and fill a gap over top of that and caulk it to the window and caulk it to the siding. But if water ever gets behind that siding, there's absolutely no protection to keep that water from getting inside the wall, inside the framing, or around that window once it's behind the siding. So we would always recommend a new construction style window, and then you do your house wrap, flashing, everything. You incorporate all that into it, and then you put your siding on. So it's kind of in that order, but you really almost want to do them in conjunction with one another to really get a lot of lasting value out of how that happens.
That makes a lot of sense.
So now one thing that we do all the time, because I do deal with people that really can't, not everybody can do windows and siding all at the same time. And what I'd recommend with cedar siding is, what you basically do is you take off the cedar trim around that window, or if there isn't cedar trim and the cedar siding just goes up to the window, you cut that cedar siding back away from that window about 4 inches. And then you can replace the window, and you can get to the wall, and you can put a new construction style window in. And then you can put new trim around the window temporarily until you change your siding to cover that up and kind of caulk it in. And your siding can kind of battle keeping that water out until you reside the house. Then you've got the new window in. So you can do them in different, you know, first and second. And you can do something like that to stretch that time if it's, you know, you just don't have the funds to do the windows and the siding all at the same time. So that I would, you know, definitely recommend going in a step like that, in order like that for that. Now, your cedar siding is definitely very costly. Wood, you know, cedar wood is pretty costly, and there is maintenance on, you know, staining it and keeping it up, you know, up to snuff throughout the years. And you got to think of like woodpeckers and things like that too. We do a lot of repairs on cedar siding because of woodpeckers and insects and, you know, the bees that bore in, all that stuff, you know, can get to that wood. So that's another reason I lean a different way.
I've had a few woodpeckers wake me up.
Exactly. So go to a cement siding or vinyl siding or something like that would be, you know, a good route for that. There is definitely a lot of maintenance in that cedar siding. So does that help you out, you think?
Yes, it sure did. Sometimes I've even thought about maybe leaving the front cedar and then just doing the three sides with something different, but you still have that maintenance issue that you have to address, I guess, on a yearly basis where they have to spray the cedar. Is that right?
You really don't have to stain it and do all that every year, but you really just got to keep your eye on it for the wood splitting and replacing pieces of wood and restaining and stuff like that. If you don't let it get away from you, and you do it a little bit at a time, it's the same amount of work, but it's just easier and it costs less, you know, each year doing just a little bit. So staying on top of it's important, but you really don't have to respray it or stain it in its entirety every year. Probably every 10 years, something like that would be, you know, a complete thing. So doing the front to keep it cedar and the three sides is a good option because it's a fourth of the maintenance.
Well, my house is kind of back in a wooded area. In fact, because my house is so unusual to look at, I mean, aesthetically, and people come there just to see it, and it does look kind of neat because it's all cedar. But
oh, yeah.
I could get away with just leaving the front like cedar and then something else for the three sides, but yep. I don't know. But you've given me a lot of great information, so I appreciate that.
And there's some fiber cement and LP smart side and stuff like that out there that is composite materials that they could get sort of a cedar look to it. So I would look into some of those too. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Great question. I'm going to jump to Norm here real fast. What do you have for us, Norm?
Yeah, I recently inherited a condo over here in Bridgeton, and the outside's got that kind of orangey brick look. And I noticed a couple weeks ago, I was kind of walking around and inspecting it, and my sister actually got it, but it's a long story. Anyway, it's got like about an 8-foot crack going down the side of it, and it's kind of zigzags down the side of the house about 8 foot, and it's about maybe an eighth or quarter inch gap, and some places it's thinner. But anyway, my question is, I've tuck pointed and stuff, but is there like a colorant you can put in to, you know, match the orange, or would I, where the actual orange brick is, you know, tuck point where you tuck point the mortar, and then is there like maybe a butyl caulk, like an orange caulk that I would use on the brick itself?
I would recommend you can stain that brick. And a lot of times if the crack goes through the brick, what we do is you grind out that crack where it's through the center of the brick about as wide as a mortar joint, and you mortar it in, and then you color it, and it kind of just disappears and turns to a mortar joint and just really kind of blends right in.
So you mix the colorant in with the mortar mix?
Yeah, you can. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. I didn't know if you did that or did it. And then
yeah, and they can, they got stains they can put over top of it also, so yeah. It'll just blend it right in. So they can really do that, find a good tuck pointer. Or Mosby Building Arts, we do tuck pointing too. Just, you know, you can give us a call also, 314-909-1800. So appreciate the call, Norm. Okay. Great question. And definitely something we take care of. And Noelle, I want to thank you for coming on with us and
absolutely you're
talking
welcome.
About next weekend. I want to remind everybody, next weekend, next Saturday, come out and see me. Bring a toy, bring some food. Check us out, 645 Leffingwell Avenue, 63122. Make sure you put the zip code,
yes, 63122. The
yeah, there's one in downtown in the city. But come on out and see us and you know, donate and get some stuff in, and we'd be glad to have you, and we'd love to help out. And for everybody else, stay tuned for Frisell is up next, and I will talk to everybody next Saturday. Have a good one.
Get more at 971talk.com.